This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's going on in the cattle market?
Well, our cattle market could not find carry through to the upside after great upside last week and good upside yesterday. The higher cash last week in the feed yards of 172, a big jump in box beef prices yesterday. Our cattle market saw two-sided trading and closed a little bit on the negative side today. Box beef, 2 cents lower on choice, $1.33 higher on selects, moved only 41 loads, saw an estimated cattle kill day of 112,000 head. December live cattle were 17 cents lower on the close. February cattle down 2 cents. Jan feeders down 20. March feeders down a nickel. And February lean hogs $1.50 lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Two Superior Livestock Auction sales to tell you about this week. The Superior Select Replacement Female Sale happens Thursday, November 20th, 1 p.m. Central Time, 4,770 head to sell. Then on Friday morning, 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com, we'll have 17,500 head to sell, 4,900 yearling steers, 1,350 yearling heifers, 7,500 weaned calves. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
Hey, is a PowerFlex HL really powerful and flexible?
Yep, gives winter weed growers powerful weed control and rotational flexibility.
Powerful and flexible like a muscular slinky?
Not exactly.
A lumberjack after a yoga session?
Not even sure what that means.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah, look, you can learn all about PowerFlex HL at PowerFlexHL.com.
And that's like a...
It's a webpage on the internet.
Now you're speaking my language.
Dow AgroSciences. Solutions for the growing world. Always read and follow label directions.
Tom, what's influencing the grain market?
Well, I think the soybeans going to the downside is one major factor. Yesterday we saw soybeans close higher, even though corn and wheat was lower, mainly because soybeans saw record export inspections for a week. We also saw a record NOPA soybean crush. But today all that upside disappeared. The selling came back. The short covering that pushed this market to the upside dried up today. And there was not really any big fresh news out there. And these markets reverted to the downside as it looks like they're going to have a hard time taking out those highs that we saw made here lately. And maybe they're going to come back down closer to those lows we saw at the 1st of October, give them time. December Kansas City wheat was 3 cents lower. March KC down 3.5. December Chicago down 2.75. December corn and March corn both down 5.5 cents. And January soybeans and March soybeans down 13 cents each, with March cotton up 76 points.
Tom, what's your number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.